So the people who don't talk right, that you don't think talk right to you, mm-hmm. are they people that you see around here, or where do you see them?
They, I know one guy on Boulder Crest, his name. Boy, he don't say his name. He stayed on Boulder Crest. He went to like the 10th grade too. Mm-hmm. But if you compared me to him, you would have thought that I went to college and he didn't get in high school. Mm-hmm. You know, he just everything he says just messed up. I'm trying to think of an example. But I can't think of an example. I mean, he wouldn't be able to say, let's go to the grocery store and get some food without saying something like, he would have to just say, let's go get some food. He won't try to put that grocery store in there or something like that because he going to say it and it ain't going to be. Okay, like the word I can't say, fute. Fruit, like best, I mean, like,
fruit.
Yeah. I can't say that. I know I can't say that. That's why I don't never say it.
So when you want it, what do you say?
I said, do y'all have any bananas, apples, or anything?
You just never could say it.
I could never say it. Yeah. And every time I say it, people laugh at me, so I just say, well, I won't say that word. But they know they can't say them words they be trying to say. And they be, instead of practicing at home or doing, they wait till they come about it and then say it, and then it make them look like a fool.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think, let me just check my list, and mm-hmm. I think we, hold on. I think we got everything. Anything else you want to tell me just about the way people communicate at all?
Yeah, I mean, okay. These folks, there's some folks I know that sell drugs. Mm-hmm. They have other folks for runners, you know, doing their little errands and stuff like that. And they talk to them folks any kind of way. Yeah. Nigga, get on up, get the lead out your ass, and get on and go and do what I told you to do, and all this, this bad talk. I just don't like that kind of stuff. I see it get disgusting. I know one cat asked somebody to drive our car to take them somewhere, because they supposed to have a little few dollars, and I was like, I'm finna go in that car. And then he asked me, how long you gonna be gone? And I'll call him. And I used this slang language. I said, that ain't your business, my nigga. And I meant it, too. That ain't your business, but I just don't like this neighborhood going down. I got a problem with this neighborhood as far as all this hanging out, talking all loud, drinking and bad language and all that stuff. I just don't like that.
That hasn't been like that the whole time.
No. I mean, it's just getting like this from this summer.
Wow.
And see, I'm talking about this getting to the point where I'm finna call the police because they out there using language and cussing and, you know, if they get the arg and they all hollering, screaming and don't know, have the word they said they couldn't spell. And what they be pronouncing is not in the dictionary, you know what I'm saying? Shit and something like that. They be quit. They can't even probably say shit. You know. It is.
So you think that's just over here or you think that's in general?
Everywhere. Yeah. I mean, if it ain't someplace, it just ain't got there yet. It's on its way, believe me.